After them gems on the phone line, we got Jasmine Harris from the Harris presidential campaign. How you doing, Miss Jasmine Harris?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you. Now, last name Harris, Kamala Harris, no relation, right?
Unfortunately, no relation.
You say unfortunately.
I've gotten that question quite a bit in these last few weeks.
I mean, it's easy to draw that conclusion. Like, you know, it's not a lot of Harris out here. But that's good. It's good to have you on. You came into this campaign as an outreach person for the Black community, right?
Correct. So I joined the campaign in February as the director of Black media, making sure that, you know, across the country, at a local level and at a national level, Black reporters and Black outlets, both Black owned and Black focused, had an advocate here on the campaign to make sure that they have all of the access they need to accurately report the news and report the stories that Black voters across the country need to read and view and hear about, so that they can understand the stakes of this election as it relates to our community specifically, and get behind Vice President Harris come November, so that she can continue delivering historic progress on our behalf.
All right. Well, you got the 100% Black on right here. Black to the bone. Red, Black, and green over here. So,
loved it.
Right. This announcement today, of course, we had this interview scheduled before today. How do the campaign feel about this announcement?
You know, Governor Walz is a perfect pick. He's an outstanding pick to join the vice president as she continues working to deliver for all American people. But as we are talking to your listeners today, most importantly, Black voters. And, you know, this is a governor who is not only an extremely, extremely effective leader at passing policy, you know, that makes folks' lives easier, that makes hardworking individuals' lives easier, but also just a man of dignity, you know, and an excellent partner to Vice President Harris. You know, Tim Walz is a former high school teacher of two decades. He's a former high school football coach. He's a veteran. You know, people, I think they forget that this is the governor who is responsible for making sure that the cop that murdered George Floyd was, you know, prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. This is a governor who made sure that all of the children in his state were granted both free breakfast and free lunch, so that they can learn at a high level and be able to be successful in the classroom. This is a governor that made sure that the folks in his state, you know, had paid family leave. You know, he understands the importance of women having the right to make their own healthcare decisions, given him and his wife had their own fertility challenges. And, you know, right now, as governor, there isn't another statewide leader in recent memory who has done more to help hardworking families. And so when you have a record like that, and you join it with the record of the vice president, who we know has continued to deliver during her time as vice president for hardworking families. You have record high Black employment right now. You have Black owned small businesses starting up at the fastest rate of generation. You have millions forgiven in student loan debt directly working to close the racial wealth gap. You have her working to keep costs down, you know, across the board, so that folks can afford to take care of themselves and their family. And so when you join these two dynamic leaders like this, who have records to show people, to prove to people how they will continue to deliver for them, you know, it's no competition in this race. When you compare that to the other side, to Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who are the most extreme, who are racist, who don't care about hardworking American people. They're very selfish individuals who only care about making life better for themselves and their billionaire friends and the 1%. You know, the choice couldn't be more stark, and it's so imperative that Black voters have all the information that we need to make the best decision for our communities. And that decision right now is getting behind Vice President Harris and Governor Walz.
Jasmine Harris on the phone line. You know, I hate this online chatter that tries to paint Vice President Harris as a person who sent Black men to prison in California, as if she was the one that was the prosecutor and she was the police officer and she did everything. How do y'all counteract that? Because it's a lot of misinformation out there. Because California love her.
Right. Californians love her. You know, there are folks across the country that love her. Within the first 48 hours that Vice President Harris was announced at the top of the ticket, you had tens of thousands of black men who hopped on a call and raised over $1 million for her, you know, in less than something like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Wow.
For her campaign. Yes. You know, black men across the country have stood up and said, we're behind Vice President Harris because she's delivered for us. And there's a lot of disinformation and misinformation out there from the other side that is being targeted at black male voters. And so we have to make sure that the all voters, but especially black men, because they're being targeted with this disinformation, have all of the facts. The facts are this. As Attorney General, the Vice President developed and launched the Back on Track program, which was the first of its kind in this country, which allowed first-time drug offenders to get a high school diploma and a job instead of being sent back into the system. She also launched the Fair Chance at Housing Act, which helped, those with criminal records be able to obtain a federal housing, assistance so that they could be homeowners. As Vice President, this administration has expanded Pell Grants for people in prison. You know, this administration has invested nearly $1 billion in job training, recovery and reentry support. And when you talk about Vice President Harris's record and making this criminal justice system more fair, you know, she has the record there and the facts are there. And so a lot of this disinformation and misinformation that's out there, you know, we have to combat it and make sure that everyone has the facts about the way in which Vice President Harris has continuously worked over years and years to make the criminal justice system more fair.
Jasmine Harris on the phone line. We talk about the Kamala Harris presidential campaign. I asked this question to Cedric Richmond, in which he was in the studio a couple months ago. Do you think we will see the decriminalization of marijuana on a federal level?
You know, I know that both, the vice president and the president currently are working to decriminalize marijuana. And they have both vehemently said that, you know, no one should be in jail for selling that. And so, the work is being done. She will continue to work with Congress. She is a former senator. The vice president is a former senator. So she will continue to work with her former colleagues to make a more just system so that folks aren't locked up for things that they should not be locked up for.
Right. Jasmine Harris on the phone line. Is that website live now? Do they have a new website or is it the same website?
I believe that it is live.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I believe that the website is live, but I also, you know, I think this week is going to be great for voters because they will be traveling across the country together. They are going on tour to meet voters where they're at, to talk to voters directly about the policies, about the record between the both of them, and about the future of this country and how they want to, you know, to work together to make lives easier for folks. They're doing the exact opposite of what we are seeing from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. They, you know, these are Vice President Harris and Governor Walz are people of integrity. These are people that understand the struggles that Americans are facing every day and really want to put forth policy to make our life easier. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance couldn't care less about us, about hardworking people. They, you know, they only have themselves. Donald Trump has vowed to be a dictator on day one to get retribution to his enemies. You know, the black unemployment rate skyrocketed under him. The black uninsured rate, you know, skyrocketed under him. There were more black Americans without health care coverage than ever before under Donald Trump. We just simply cannot afford another Donald Trump presidency. And when you have a leader like the educated, the strong Vice President Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, you know, the choice couldn't be more stark for us.
Well, and I'm sure you work with her personally. What can you share about her personality that maybe you don't know? I met her when she was Attorney General working and helped to get Obama elected, but it was very brief. What can you share about her that maybe we don't know, the other side of Vice President Harris?
You know, what I can share is that, when I moved to D.C., I started out in Majority Leader Schumer's office. And prior to joining the campaign, I was his black media director for 4 years. And he was a colleague of then Senator Harris. And just the respect that her colleagues in the Senate, you know, you're talking about you know, the highest office in the land, the respect that she has from her colleagues in Congress, you know, it's just, it's second to none. And, you know, she's a Howard University grad. You know, she is the, you know, the child of hardworking parents. She's very close to her family. She's very close to her staff and the people that work for her. She's just, you know, it doesn't get much better than the leadership that we currently have with President Biden and Vice President Harris. And I think, you know, if you want to look at the character of who she is and the record of her strength as a leader, think about the fact that, you know, in the same breath that President Biden said, you know, he will no longer be at the top of the ticket, he said, but who needs to be at the top of the ticket is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
You know, that speaks volumes about who she is and her leadership.
Exactly. Wow. Jasmine Harris on the phone. Now, how important is Michigan to this campaign?
You know, there's a ton of important states across the country. We know that Michigan right now is a battleground. Michigan is such a diverse state. And I don't know if you're aware, I'm from Farmington Hills. My mother is from Detroit. My father's from Royal Oak Township. And so it's the place I was born and raised. It's such a diverse state. And so, you know, it's very important to the campaign, those voters there. And that's why you will continue to see Governor Walz and Vice President Harris, you know, visit Michigan and talk to voters. That's the biggest thing. You know, Donald Trump comes into places and he hosts these rallies where he spews negative stuff and he spews racism and he spews things that are just going to divide our nation, that, you know, that really turns folks off. But you have Vice President Harris and Governor Walz who are coming into these communities, who are going to travel from city to city to hear from people, hear about the issues that they care about most, hear about the things that they want to see change, hear about the things that will make their lives easier. And so, you know, they will be traveling throughout the state and they'll be traveling throughout the country so that voters understand the stakes of this election and the importance behind getting behind the Harris-Walz ticket come November.
Well, we had President Biden on radio back in February, so we extended an invitation to Vice President Harris. If you coordinate that, we'll definitely make it happen. So,
okay, we'll have some conversations, but I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Jasmine Harris. Make sure you have a great day, okay?
Okay, sounds good. You as well.
All right. Jasmine Harris from the Harris campaign. Vice President Harris campaign for president, talking about the importance of this upcoming election. Going back to my music, this afternoon.